This is part two of my series on queercore music, and that was Faggotarian and Dyke by Team Drish. Again, you're listening to Queer Music Heritage. By the early 90s, Donna Drish had created her own fanzine and record label and queercore act, which was called Team Drish. And while it was not uncommon for band members of these acts to come and go and to join new bands, Team Drish may have a record for this. You almost need a flowchart to track it. Also in the band was Kaya Wilson, Jody Bliley, and Marcy Martinez. All had been in other bands previously. Donna had a record label called Chainsaw, and Jody had one called Candy Ass Records. So the first Team Drish album, Personal Best, was a co-release on both labels. By their second album, Captain My Captain, drummer Marcy Martinez had been replaced by Melissa York. Martinez went on to be in The Vegas Beat, and York and Kaya Wilson later formed The Butchies. Drish continued with her record label, releasing work by newer queercore bands such as The Need and Sleater-Kinney. Okay, time for another Team Drish song. From the 1994 release Captain My Captain, you'll hear the voice of, and a tribute song to, lesbian artist Frank, with the song Uncle Frank.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, Short.
What's happening?
Not much, taking a bath.
Well, Frank, remember what you told me the last time I called?
Short, what did I say?
If you've only heard the folk singer music by Frank, you may not know that she had a definite punk past, being in bands like Nervous Gender and Catholic Discipline. In 1995, Candy S Records released a very unique compilation called Free to Fight. It came with a thick booklet explaining self-defense techniques, and between every music track was some sort of spoken word message about the subject. The two-record set was all women bands only, and from it we'll hear tracks by Excuse 17 and Heavens to Betsy, with my favorite of those spoken word pieces in the middle.
This bus, and there's this guy who's sitting kind of kitty corner in back of me, and I saw that he had his dick hanging out of his pants, and like there was this girl sitting next to him, but she was asleep, and I didn't know what to do, so I kind of slyly caught his eye, and then I stood up and yelled really loud, "Excuse me, sir, could you please put your dick back in your pants?" And then he did, and then I was afraid that he was going to attack me right after we got to the bus station, but instead he just disappeared, and I never saw him again.
Can't do nothing right for you. You're looking bad, looking bad, looking bad.
Q17 we heard Forever Fired and By Heavens to Betsy was Get Out of My Head. I played those two together because Corin Tucker was in Heavens to Betsy, and when that band broke up, she and Carrie Brownstein of Q17 formed Sleater-Kinney. So this would be a great time to play a couple Sleater-Kinney songs, starting with I'm Not Waiting from the album Call the Doctor from 1996.
Yeah.
Again, that was Sleater Kinney with I'm Not Waiting, and also One More Hour from their 1997 album, Dig Me Out. And here's some trivia. The group's name is derived from the Sleater Kinney Road Interstate 5 off-ramp in Lacey, Washington, the location of one of their early practice spaces. Next up, the Butchies. Also from the end of the 90s, I wanted to give you a couple of songs by the Butchies. You remember, I mentioned that Kaya Wilson and Melissa York formed the band after being in Team Dresch. From their 1998 album, Are We Not Femme, was The Galaxy Is Gay, and since that one's so short, I added Sex, I'm a Lesbian, from a compilation called New Women's Music Sampler from the Mr. Lady label. Okay, one more Team Dresch offspring. Original drummer Marcy Martinez went on to be in the band The Vegas Beat, and from their self-titled album from 1994 is Pitfall. Rachel Carnes was another influential figure in queercore, beginning with her work with the band Kicking Giant and then in The Need. Here's music from each band, starting with Lucky from the 1994 Kicking Giant CD Alien ID, and then you'll hear two by The Need.
Do what you wanna do, 'cause I can't.
Girl Flavor Gum by The Need is from that new women's music sampler CD I mentioned earlier, and the second one was a bit more suggestive, Rim Me Isabella from their 1997 CD just called The Need. Let's go next to one called Straight Girl Soundtrack. That's by Cheesecake from 1994 and was another song John Ginoli recommended I check out.
Yeah.
We've been neglecting the guys, so here are two fag groups, Fag Bash and Fagatron.
I was a big choir when I was a kid.
ASSKSAKATRON. 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 Punching bag. When I got out, I was a punching fag. You fuck with me, I'll fuck with you back. Ain't gonna fall between the cracks. Ass-Kickatron ain't the name of a band. Ass-Kickatron is the name of a plan. Ass-Kickatron, you gotta use your hand. Ass-Kickatron for woman or man.
By Fag Bash, we heard Another Freakout from Rick McGee's Stop Homophobia, Volume 1. And from the CD Homocore Minneapolis Live and Loud came the band Faggotron and one called Ass Kickatron. This album was a composite of live performances from a number of homocore shows featuring acts such as The Need, Tribe 8, The Butchies, and The Third Sex, among others. I want to mention that the band Fag Bash was the creation of Paul Bonomo, and sometimes the act was called Bonomo's Fag Bash. He's still at it these days, going under the name Snacks, spelled S-N-A-X. More guy music. From around 1991 is the band Go, with the lead singer calling himself Mike B.S. You'll hear two by them, Section 28 and Fear of a Gay Planet. Section 28 is about the UK anti-homosexual law that was enacted in 1988.
To be a man, I must kill modern society's wild and cultures, doing nothing but making food for the vultures. Males for manly death, but not manly love, supported by the hypocrite from above. If I get to see a day, it's coming here. Some people wanna be afraid to be an out queer. Just stand up without preaching to say, what the fuck's wrong with loving my own sex? But of course, yo, what's going on? When schools practice double standard teaching, surrounding the oath of perpetuating self-esteem of this society, commits a robbery that's bad, kills liars, and as criminal, the power that you think you have is reprehensible. Call me a fool, but I am an idealist. I see the dead I fight for, and I'll fight this war. My struggle is one home, it is a way of peace that was never known to battle for the value of the individual. Of who's the government, and who makes the rules? You say don't understand, but who asks you? One here condemns loud, bastard fool. Mr. Frame, Frame, Frame. Afraid of a gay planet. Afraid of a gay planet.
I played this next song on my feature on Bear Music a few years ago, as subject-wise, it fit right in. This time, it fits the sound. As far as I know, this Lexington, Kentucky band has had one 7-inch EP from around 1996. They were called the Sally Strugglers, and the song I liked was Big Boy. It went, "Call me a chubby chaser, I don't care. You think it's strange when I stop and stare at that big bear of a man you just wouldn't understand. All I really want is a big boy."
Broad shoulders, I really like big hands, I really love big feathers, I really want a big man. All I really want is big boy, all I really want is a big man. All I really want is big boy, all I really want is a big man. Call me a chubby chaser, I don't care. You think it's strange, but I stop and stare at that big bear man who just wouldn't understand. All I really want is big boy, all I really want is a big man. All I really want is a big boy, all I really want is a big man. Woo! Guess I
I made one ton of fun. Well, from a barrel be the only one. We'll have fun inside the pit. I'll show them up to all my friends. All I really want is a big boy, big boy. All I really want is a big man. All I really want is big boy, big boy. All I really want is a big man.
John Ginoli also thought I should include this next act. They're from the UK and were named Huggy Bear. Their song Pansy Twist is from their 1994 album, Taking the Rough with the Smooch.
Not in here forever, soaring your roof. The first of 45's went out of tune. I didn't want to be first to disapprove. I didn't want to be first to disapprove. Now I'm tasting my mask, I'm tired of you. I'm tasting my mask, I'm tired of you. I didn't want to be first to disapprove. Now I'm tasting my mask, I'm tired of you. My heart, oh, it overreaches. It swells.
Thank you.
After Huggy Bear was an artist I much respect, Scott Free, and the song Just Don't Touch Me came from his first full-length CD from 1997 called Getting Off. You can find an in-depth interview with Scott on my October 2008 show. And after Scott Free was a California band called Victim's Family. From their 1986 album, Voltage and Violets, was their song, Homophobia. Closing this segment is Brian Grillo and his band Extra Fancy. There's some debate if they should be included in the discussion of queercore. Some say they were not part of the scene at all, and other sources, like the book Homocore, devoted a whole chapter to them. The song I'm playing is called What I Have and was from their 1996 album, Sinner Man.
Well, then puberty came and everybody started to grow hair. So I asked my friend to show me his cock. Then he asked me to pretend that I was a girl that he loved.
Well, I'm bloody.
Yeah, when I finish school.